Hello and welcome to the Raise Your Vibration podcast with Daniela. In this podcast, I would like to introduce you to the science of Ayurveda in a very simple and modern way and inspire you to live a holistic, healthy life. I share my knowledge and experiences and I hope you feel inspired. My name is Daniela and I am a holistic health coach and yoga teacher. And I am so happy to be your host and I wish you a lot of fun with this episode. So welcome to today's episode of the Raise Your Vibration podcast with Daniela, that's me. In this episode, I would like to talk about why I believe that an Ayurvedic lifestyle is life-changing and why I think it's really a shame when someone just falls back into their old habits or old behaviors after they did an Ayurvedic treatment. So, the first time I came into contact with Ayurveda was in a yoga teacher training, and we had this Ayurvedic doctor giving us a lecture about Ayurveda. I immediately fell in love with this science, with Ayurveda. I just loved the teaching. I loved everything. And I knew I wanted to learn everything about this way of living, about this ancient teachings. One reason, or maybe the main reason, was because I felt finally seen and understood in my unique body-mind type. Of course, at that time, I didn't really know anything about, you know, the doshas. I don't even remember if she talked too much about the doshas, but she would describe the different types. And I absolutely found myself, in a certain mix of these doshas again. And for me, that was totally new. Because that was just not something that I, experienced or that was in my surroundings. So I was just used to a little bit the stereotypes, you know, that if you get like a disease or something, there's just a pill you can take and it's a pill, the same pill for everyone, and everyone should look a certain way or act a certain way. Of course, that was my own perception. I'm not really saying that people would, ask that from me or that it was expected, but I felt that way. And I really had been looking for something like this where you could have your individual way and where that was accepted and also considered as normal, kind of. And not just as normal, where this would really be celebrated in a way. So yeah, I really felt I had found something so precious at that time that I was looking for so long. Even though I didn't really know that I was looking for that. But at that moment, it just felt like that. Maybe you also had a feeling with something that you found or that came to you, that you felt, oh my God, that's what I've been looking for so long. And honestly, I also had that with other things, not just with Ayurveda, but this episode is about Ayurveda, so I will talk about Ayurveda. Yeah, so before Ayurveda, I just never really felt understood. And I always felt you know, pushed into a system that I just didn't fit into and I didn't feel comfortable. But I tried to fit into. I also really have to say that I really tried super hard to try into this system or into this normal way, or as how I thought was normal or how you are supposed to be. But for me, that was very unhealthy because it made me feel very limited. It made me feel very insecure. And, you know, like in terms of how I looked, but also in relation to who I was as a person. Because, for example, I always felt that I was super dreamy, a lot of fantasy, but very sensitive in the inside, but on the outside, I wouldn't really show that. I learned to put like some walls around me, and people, I don't know if people would think that I would be sensitive at that time, which I actually really was. I was just hiding my sensitivity under being a little bit blunt. Or I'm an Aries, my sign. So if you know Aries, you know they can be a little bit not really loud, but also just a little bit hard, also a little bit masculine, maybe you could also say. So they wouldn't really show their feelings, and that's totally what I did. So yeah, I just never really felt underneath all that. I just never really felt comfortable in my body. And actually, I also always had a little age. For example, I was always tired. I was always exhausted. I always had like a little bit a sore throat or things like that. You know, nothing like super major. But I would also get sick once or twice a week, where I would just have high fever and the flu or something like that. And I had to stay in bed for, 1 week, and I would just sleep. I remember that. Also, I always had little accidents, but that's another story. So from a young age, I learned to suppress and to swallow my feelings in order to fit in a system. And I have to say that weren't really my parents who taught me that. It was more the school system. And I really I didn't like school. The first few years, yes, but then after a certain age, I think it was from the 7th grade, I really had a bad experience and I hated school. But it was not really the school, it was the system. That was just kind of the system I lived. I felt it was super limited. I felt it was super strict. I felt they didn't really care who I was, how I felt. I just had to perform. And so when, of course, I first heard of the Ayurveda, I was like, oh my God, wow, what? They even consider that there are different people with different traits, with different qualities, with different strengths and weaknesses, and that is just according to those doshas. So I would suffer from anxiety, stress, and also various forms of eating disorders for many years. And then Ayurveda, you know, when I started to tap into Ayurveda, when I started to study it, I really, really, you know, experienced a huge change in my life. So I would change my diet and also adjust my lifestyle. You know, like when this Ayurvedic doctor, when she was in the giving her lecture, I immediately knew I want to know everything about that, and I signed up immediately for training to become an Ayurvedic nutritionist. So, but at that time, when I came into Ayurveda and when I also started talking about that, you know, that I found this new thing that I really liked and I wanted to study it, I started to meet more and more people who also knew what Ayurveda was, or who just were in this field kind of. And I feel it was also about the time where Ayurveda slowly started to get a little bit more popular. And so this episode, I really want to talk about why I think it's so important to integrate Ayurveda into your life instead of just going to a treatment and then go back to the old habits. And, you know, I was inspired to do this episode because back then, when I would meet these people, I would see two different groups of people. So there were the people that were really interested in Ayurveda and wanted to integrate it in their lifestyle, that also saw it as a journey, saw it as part of yoga, because Ayurveda and yoga, they totally belong together, in my opinion. And then there was another group, and those people, they would go for treatments once a year. And they loved it. They were really like, oh yeah, it's the best thing, blah, blah, blah. But then, when they came back from this treatment, they would just go back to their old lives and not change a thing. And those people that I did observe, you know, they really weren't healthy. So they would go back to partying, and they would eat a lot of junk food, drink a lot of alcohol, you know, things like that. That is, yeah, it's just not the best lifestyle, let's say. And I don't really want to judge here, but I'm just observing. And I'm just also expressing how I felt. So when I was just seeing that, I was just for me, for myself, thinking, oh my God, that's such a pity. I mean, they found the most precious thing in the world, and that's just so much more than just this therapy that you can do once. This is a whole system, and it has a lifestyle, and it has, you know, certain recommendation for women, for men, for the seasons, for children, for adults, for elderly, you know, like, you name it, whatever you need or whatever you are going through, there is like a recommendation. And it's the beautiful thing, it's a recommendation, you know, like things that you can easily do, things that you find in your kitchen, or little rituals that you can do. It's not that you have to change your entire life, what a lot of people think. A lot of people think Ayurveda is super complicated, but it's really not. So I just felt, what a waste to use Ayurveda only for 3 weeks, a year, and then, yeah, not use it the rest of the year. So, as I already said, I immediately knew I want to incorporate it into my life. And I want this to become my new way of living, my new lifestyle. And don't get me wrong, I absolutely believe that, and I also have observed that an Ayurvedic treatment like a Panchakarma really helps whether a person changes their lifestyle or not. But I really believe it's more short term, and I think the real success, in my opinion, really can only be achieved with a long time change and integration into your life. And yeah, it's really not that hard as people think. Ayurveda only gives us suggestions and does not impose super strict rules. I also love the Ayurvedic saying that one of the one of an Ayurvedic doctor that I really like said that you have to live only 70% an Ayurvedic way, and the rest you can just cheat a little bit or just enjoy life. Let's call it better that way. And I totally agree with that. It's, you know, for me, it's about understanding the principles. And once you understand them, it really gets easy. It just makes sense. And you also naturally are more drawn to the things that are good for you, that are really good for your body, mind, and soul. And also, Ayurveda doesn't mean that you can only eat curries or have oil massages all day long. No. If Ayurveda is practiced the real way, it actually means that you live according to the seasons, of course, according to your body mind type, your age, and locally. Because you know, what grows around us is usually really what we need. So the world is just so smart. Nature is so smart. Everything we really need, and our true cure or remedy is oftentimes around us in the form of herbs, vegetables, also elements. I mean, of course, elements. I didn't want to say elements. I mean, there are the elements, the five elements, of course, they're always around us. You know, we use in Ayurveda the five elements, ether, air, and fire, water, and earth. But what I wanted to say is, like, you know, water, for example, like the lake, the earth, you know, like the real things in nature. Yeah, and for some things, for some basic things, you don't even have to know your dosha. Dosha is your body-mind energy type. So for me, it was a huge turnaround when I started to understand it. And for example, you know, in the beginning, I only made super small changes, like cleaning my tongue in the first thing in the morning with a tongue scraper, or also with a spoon, followed by oil pulling and drinking hot water on an empty stomach. I started to eat mostly cooked foods a lot of spices. I mean, not a lot, but just with spices. I tried to have my largest meal at lunch, and incorporated rituals like also Abhyanga self-massage. I'm so in love with that to this day. And of course, yoga and meditation, which in my opinion, they just are a huge part of Ayurveda. And as I said before, Ayurveda and yoga, they belong together. So that alone, those things that I just mentioned can make a big difference. I've seen that within myself, and I've also seen it in my clients. But of course, once you're hooked, you want to go deeper. That totally happened to me and also to many clients of mine. And I have one student, or she's a yoga student, but also we also did some coaching, and she's now also studying Ayurveda. So some people, you know, it's really like their path. So they want to know everything about that. So for the diet, I think it's really, or not I think, Ayurveda says, but also I think, it's very important to eat mostly vegetarian and a plant-based diet, as I already said before, which is regional and seasonal. And of course, also the rituals and the yoga are just a must, so that all goes together. You cannot just do one and not do the other thing. And also the inner work, of course, the forgiveness, the meditation, the healing of past traumas, you know, all those things that just go, they all go hand in hand. You cannot just do one and leave out the other. So my personal experience was that once I started to clean my life, when I started to get a better, healthier lifestyle that really suited my body-mind type, my body didn't crave bad food, like junk food. I never really ate junk food, honestly. But I would, for example, so my junk food would be pretzels, or ice cream, what else? Chips, but rarely. Or just something that was, you know, packed into a can, things like that. So my body then didn't want to have those things. It really craved fresh, plant-based and organic foods. So also organic is, in my opinion, very important. And yeah, I know we could talk about that for hours now. What is organic? What does organic really mean? But I think if you can buy organic, it's better than non-organic. And of course, if you can get like a good brand where it's the fruits are really harvested when they are ripe. So for example, here in Switzerland, Demeter is a great brand. You know, something like this, or when you can buy the things from a farmer that you know, it's of course the best. But Ayurveda also wants us to really enjoy life and also food. It needs to be delicious. That's very important. So if we enjoy something from time to time, which is maybe not the super power food, but maybe, you know, just a few examples, pasta or pizza, or for the people that like, that eat meat, a burger, whatever. I just don't mention meat in my podcast because I don't really eat it. I mean, not I don't really, I don't eat it. So, but that also goes for those things. So, for example, when we are on vacation in Italy, I actually hope that you can have a pizza or pasta once, or maybe a fish or whatever you want, or an ice cream. Because, yeah, that's just part of life, and that's not something you would eat every day, or I would not recommend to eat it every day. And also another reason is when we are in another country and we eat something that is typical in their country, probably that digestion, when our bodies have adapted already to the climate there, we can digest it way better. Another reason also is, of course, that when we are relaxed, we can digest food also better. And when we are on vacation, we are usually relaxed. Yeah, because, I mean, we all know about the connection between the brain and the gut. How we feel has a huge effect on the digestive system and vice versa. So over the past few years, you know, I've worked with several clients. I work as a coach. So the clients that come to me, they usually have small imbalances, you know, like they feel always exhausted, or they are looking for their purpose, or they are bloated all the time or constipated, things like that. So I mainly work in a preventive way. If already an illness is there, or if there is like something chronic, I would recommend to work first with an Ayurvedic doctor, because if it's like, yeah, a little bit urgent, that just, yeah, it works faster, because they will put you on the treatment you need. For example, the Abhyanga massage, Sirodhana, you know, like this oil that goes on your third eye point, enemas, and give you the medicine in form of herbs or things like that. And of course, as a coach, I work with the lifestyle. Or, you know, after you had something and you went to a doctor, then it would also be a good thing to work with the coach to keep the lifestyle. So over the past few years, when I worked as a coach, I saw a huge transformation in my clients. And it was just so satisfying and so beautiful to see that, to experience that, to see them grow. Also to have these beautiful conversations. I mean, I love to help help people. That's why I do what I do. And new tools will come soon, but this in new episodes. So I just love to bring new awareness into people's lives, new tools, new inspiration. So passionate about that. But to avoid any misunderstanding here, I'm of course a coach and I'm not an Ayurvedic doctor. So yeah, it depends really what you want to work on. Coaches also are people. We work together with the client. It's not that I give a list to the client, so we have to do this and this. We have conversations and then we decide together, okay, what would help you and so on. So I'm more of a support. And also I believe that I'm just here to remind people of what they already know. So I don't think that, you know, I'm any better or something like that. It's really just that these ancient tools, they remind us of, yeah, our inner wisdom, you know, to learn to listen to the body again, learn to acknowledge our uniqueness and also our things that we think are not perfect. That we can see, oh, okay, I'm just imperfectly perfect. And that's just, I'm worthy, because even though I don't look quote unquote perfect like the models in the magazines or on Instagram, which by the way are not real either most of the times, but that's also another story. I mean, they use filters or plastic surgery, all those things. I mean, that's just not real. So that's so far from nature, and yeah, that's not what I want to spread to the world. I think that we should start working on accepting ourselves the way we are. Do the inner work instead of doing the outer work, so to speak. When I work with clients, we include lifestyle, of course, daily habits, routines, rituals, nutrition, belief systems, and so on. It's so multifaceted. And also this work is, of course, it needs your commitment, or it needs the commitment of a person. If there's no commitment and if someone is looking for the fast pill, that's really not the thing. So you have to be interested, you have to be open-minded, you have to wanting to do something good for yourself, and this way you can activate your self-healing powers. Sorry, now my dog came, I don't know if you hear her. Dog's life. So by the way, I will in my next podcast I am planning to talk about my personal healings, my personal healing journey with Ayurveda, where I will talk a little bit more about my personal story, how I really healed myself, how I, leveled up my life hugely, in a huge way, yeah. I really believe Ayurveda kind of saved me, and it does. Till this day, even when I have hard times, which of course I still do, even though if I have Ayurveda and even though I do yoga and have all these other tools, I still, of course, have times where I don't feel so well. But Ayurveda really always is oh my God, it's such a huge help. Next to yoga, of course, and meditation and other things. But yeah, it's a system, right? I will also talk a little bit about my own Panchakarma treatment that I had in my next episode. That was in India and that was so interesting. So yeah, if you are interested, tune into my next episode. But for today, I want to finish this episode by giving you a few tips on how to integrate Ayurveda in your lifestyle. And if you have listened to previous episodes, you will probably hear things that you've already heard. But yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, it's just the things that are important. And I will repeat and repeat and repeat those things again and again and again. Maybe there's also something new. So, first thing is, I will give you 10 tips how to integrate Ayurveda into your lifestyle right now. Number one, scrape your tongue first thing in the morning with a copper tongue scraper or a spoon. I don't recommend anything that is made from plastic. So we do that to get rid of the toxins that our bodies have been shedding through our mouth. So instead of just swallowing it down, we remove that. Then the second step would be oil pulling. So we take a spoon of coconut oil or sesame oil and we pull it back and forth in our mouth for 5 to 20 minutes. And then we spit it out into the trash. Not into the sink because it's highly toxic after we did that. So that's number two. Then we have number three. I would recommend to add more spices to your meals such as turmeric, cardamom, cinnamon, licorice, and also the local spices that you find. So that really helps your digestion. Then I have number four, which is super simple. Eat mainly cooked food for breakfast, lunch and dinner if possible. Then we have number five. Eat seasonally and regionally. So that means, eat what is around you. Go to the farmer's market and also check where the food is coming from and avoid to buy too much things that come from overseas. Also use more cooling foods in summer, more warming foods in the colder seasons. For example, cooling food would be melons, cucumbers, cilantro, coconut water, coconut oil, the nut. Dairy, if you eat that. And warming would, for example, be chili, ginger, what else? Yeah. At the moment, I just have those two that come into my mind. There are more, but yeah, just like the spicy foods. Also, of course, the spicy clove, for example, black pepper, what else? Cardamom can also be cooling. It's both. Yeah. So then I have number six. Bring more different flavors into your food. So in Ayurveda, we work with the six tastes. It's sweet, sour, salty, spicy, bitter, and astringent. Spicy could also be called pungent. And also the spices can really help you to make sure that you have all the nutrients that you need. And of course, for the digestion, that you have all the different flavors or tastes. And here you can use spices for that. That's what I wanted to say, actually. So with those different tastes, they are, for example, turmeric has more than one, I think it's five tastes in it. I'm not sure about that, but it's four or five different tastes in one spice. I mean, that's so cool, right? How nature works. Then we have number seven. So avoid snacking and stick to the meals, if you can. That's really good for the digestion. It really helps the digestive system, because if you're constantly snacking, you know, the digestion is just overloaded. Then I have number 8. That's a little bit different now. It's like more the mental. So I recommend to practice forgiveness and gratitude practice daily, if possible. Especially the gratitude, the forgiveness. Well, if you need it daily, if you need something hard, really to be forgive, yes, do it daily. But the gratitude, oh my God, I love it. Especially if I'm having a hard day, or if I'm a little bit depressed. Maybe a few days before I get my period, you know, this time. Gratitude practice really, really helps. And it's so, yeah, it always cheers me up. So I really love that. And forgiveness. I mean, in the end, we forgive because we love ourselves so much. It's not really about the other person. And also, forgive yourself. That's super important. Most important, actually, I think. Then I have number 10, which is get up before sunset. And go to bed at before 12 o'clock. Or if you can, at 10 o'clock. Because that also has to do with those doshas. I know it's hard to get up before sunset here when the sun goes up, I think, at 5 o'clock at the moment. But that's just very generally. So around 6 o'clock would be amazing, and go to bed to 10 o'clock. I think that would be perfect if you could do that. And yeah, there is another one that comes to my mind. So I give you a bonus one, an 11th one. 11 is one of my favorite numbers, so it had to be like that. So, and that was just to become aware of what is really good for your body and what is not, you know, become body awareness. Observe how you react to certain foods and also certain situations. How can you digest not just food, but also situations, things that you go through. And really listen to what your body needs, your unique body. Your body is unique. And just because your co-worker eats this and this every day and it's really good for him and it does him well, and you eat the same and have a stomach ache all the time and think, why is that? Or also I always hear things like, you know, I think I ate something wrong, but it's so weird, you know, my friend ate exactly the same thing, but she didn't have anything. And that's exactly it, you know, different people, different ways of digesting something. It's sometimes not really about the food. It has to do with the combination, what is going on in your life. Are you stressed? All those things, they really have to be considered as well. And yeah, you know, also with the food thing, I mean, the snacking thing, I mean, I know it very well, and I'm still also a little bit of a snacker sometimes, but not as I used to be. I try to really to stick to the meals. Really ask yourself, is it really a snack that I need right now, or is it maybe just a nap? Or a shower, or maybe just to listen to a mantra or a song. What is it that you really need? And really take the time to find that out. Yeah. So I think I wanted to share everything for today that I wanted. And I really hope that you enjoyed this episode and were able to take some things with you for yourself that you can use in your daily life. And if you want to connect with me, you find all the details in my show notes. And if you would give me a 5-star review and write something to it, that would be so, so nice. I would be so grateful. And you can just send me a screenshot to my email. It's also all in the show notes. And I will send you a little Ayurvedic guide that you can use in your daily life so that you don't have to remember everything. It's just like a little fact sheet. Yeah. So with that, I wish you a beautiful rest of the day, evening, morning, whatever you are. And I hope that you'll listen to my podcast again soon, or that we meet soon, or just connect soon.